Chapter 75. Interlude. Obedience. In the Waystone Inn, Quoth paused expectantly. The moment stretched out until Chronicler looked up from his page. "I'm giving you the opportunity to say something," Quoth said. "Something along the lines of, 'That can't be,' or 'There's no such thing as dragons.'" Chronicler wiped the nib of his pen clean. "It's not really my place to comment on the story," he said placidly. "If you say you saw a dragon..." He shrugged. Quoth gave him a profoundly disappointed look. "This from the author of The Mating Habits of the Common Dracus. This from Devon Lockheys, the great debunker." "This from Devon Lockheys, who agreed not to interrupt or change a single word of the story he is recording." Chronicler lay his pen down and massaged his hand. "Because those were the only conditions under which he could get access to a story he very much desired." Quoth gave him a level look. "Have you ever heard the expression, white mutiny?"
"I have," Chronicler said with a thin smile.
"I could say it, Reshi," Bass said brightly. "I haven't agreed to anything." Quoth looked back and forth between them, then sighed. "There are few things as nauseating as pure obedience," he said. "Both of you would do well to remember that." He gestured for Chronicler to pick up his pen again. "Very well. It was a dragon."